Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. Hi everybody, welcome to another Water Wednesday. Welcome. I should grab my water and not my coffee. So we're gonna get Kimberly in here as usual, and we also have a dear friend, soul sister, water sister, who is new to the water, and she got her life-altering water device probably about a month ago now. So we are inviting in both Kimberly and Angelique today, and we are going to have an amazing little conversation and a testimony of how this water really affects people, how this water starts shifting different elements in our lives, different elements in us physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, cognitively. Water affects everything, guys. We're made of water. Water is living. Water is a computer. Water holds memory. Water is truly the infrastructure of this reality. And water is what binds the spiritual world, the energetic world, the frequency world in the physical world. So let's dive into a really great conversation. And let's hear. I've never had a three-way here on Instagram Live. That was the wrong choice of words. So, oh, hey, Kimberly. So happy. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Buenos dias.
Happy Water Wednesday.
Hello, darling. Okay, good, darling. How are you doing today?
I'm not just today. I'm just awesome.
Yeah. You are awesome.
Yeah.
I am awesome.
Okay, great. So to give everybody a little bit of background, because you guys have known each other for a while, and now, Angelique, you have joined our water team, which means that you have invested in your own life-altering water device that is going to last you the next 30, 40 years at least, so that you can really like transform your own life on every level, and your household and your family, and then, you know, whoever else comes in the future, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So welcome and thank you for joining us today. So ladies, where would you like to get started?
Okay, Angelique, how long have you had your LAD, your life-altering device?
Like Ivy said, it's been around a month. And it wasn't, you know, it's the life-altering device that also starts shifting other things for you.
Yeah.
And I thought, all these little subtle things, all these little subtle changes, but you guys have no idea. The last 2 weeks, I have gone from basically a computer potato. I can't stay in the house. I am literally, I leave my phone, I leave the computer, I'm outside, I'm gardening, I built a greenhouse, I'm putting food in the ground. I can't stop. It's like I go from 5 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I don't recognize myself.
Is this not what is typical for you at this time of year?
No. Now, okay. Normally I would be planting, yes. But I would go outside, I would do a little bit, I would get hot and tired and sore, and I would come sit down. And I would sit through the heat of the day, and then in the evenings I would go back outside, I would pull a few weeds, I would move a few things around, and feel like I had accomplished something. It's to the point now where I don't stop all day. I'm only in here because of my love for you. I literally go outside as soon as it's daylight, and I don't come back in the house all day. It's amazing how much energy I have. I feel like I'm 20 again. I just can't stop.
Wow. Okay, so before the water, scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate your energy level? Just your general energy level throughout the day versus what would you rate it right now out of a 1 to 10? Because you and I, like, we haven't really talked about what the water's doing in your body the last couple of weeks.
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Honestly, on average, my energy level was a 1 to 0. I would have maybe one good manic chemical day a month where I would try to get everything done, clean the house, do the vacuuming, clean the yard, whatever, in that one day a month, and then sit the entire rest of the month, except for the little bit of piddliness that I would do. And I literally haven't stopped for 2 weeks. Literally have I sleep and I go, and I sleep and I go, and I start every morning, whole glass every single morning before I do anything else.
Amazing. That's not even a full glass. You're doing a whole quart first thing in the morning, aren't you?
Yes, I chug it in about 5 to 10 minutes, give or take. Sometimes my kettle gets it a little too warm and I have to kind of let it cool down. But yeah, I mean, first thing, no coffee. I get up, I use restroom, I sit down, I drink my water. That's it. It's become a routine. I know my hands. I know.
Can
Kissed
you
it
tell
all.
people what the routine was before? Because I remember one of the first times that you and I talked about your health, and I remember you telling me that it was like different types of beverages throughout the day. And I think you said maybe you would drink a glass of water at the end of the day.
Yeah. If my sugar would get really high, I would drink a couple of bottles of water just to kind of, because your mouth gets so dry. My day basically started out with, and this is out there, just explosive diarrhea right first thing in the morning. Then I would have a cup of coffee, go to the bathroom again. I would eat a huge, heavy breakfast, go to the bathroom again. If I had somewhere to go, I would run and go right quick. I would come back. Usually, I would have an energy drink, a soft drink, some kind of sports drink, thinking the sports drink is better for me. And then again, restroom, try to get a little bit done in the house, restroom. I mean, it was just this cycle. That was my whole day. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to do anything. I was miserable. I was tired. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right. Okay, so now where you're at, what would your energy be? Scale of 1 to 10 throughout the day. Going from a one
In
to like a zero to
comparison,
one.
like 9, 10, like it's not crazy because crazy is up and then down. This is steady across the board. There I go. I can't sit still. Even now I'm like swinging back and forth because I'm just like, I wake up pumped. I wake up like I used to wake up it when I was a teenager. Oh great, it's time to go. Never, not in the last, I know, 35 years have I woke up feeling this good.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for sharing this. Kimberly, did you have something to say or add or ask? Oh, we can't hear you. Can't hear you at all, Kimberly. Angelique, can you hear Kimberly?
Okay, because
Oh,
I
there
can
you
see
are.
you. Hi.
Okay, there's two things that I want to just add or verify. So one would be, so yes, the hydration obviously is creating a miracle in your body. And then in my mind also, isn't also having that device in your home and all the extra things that it does, doesn't that also give you like a lift?
Yes. It makes my life easier. I don't have a cabinet full of cleaning supplies. I just go to the water machine, I get what I need out of it, I use that. It's amazing, like, because it's not just the fact that I boil my water in a stainless steel kettle. It's not about that. It's I am making a healthy decision for myself, for my future, for my family's future. And it's a greater impact when you visualize it and analyze it in that way. I'm doing healthy things. And even like we've said before, everything that comes back out is healthier than what was coming out before. And
We're
we're
talking about
feeding
kudu.
the stream. Yes. I absolutely love the podcast. I love them. But no, it's just this, you're so like almost hyper aware of, it's not a burden. It's not like, oh my God, I don't want to do, it's like, hey, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm going here and I'm going there. And you know, it's explosive. And we talked about like the detox part of it, and you're right. The gentle detox, the natural, slow kind of, yes. And I see it like my rosacea has flared a little bit. And, you know, I've had a couple of thoughts that I've had to process and some feelings that I've just kind of had to sit with and then let flow on. Those negative moments are there. But I knew they were coming. And I was like, ready. And I reached out and I was like, hey, you know, let me sit with you guys for just a second with this thought. And it went and it passed on. And then the energy and the happiness and the joy and everything was right back. So it was like, you know, you process, you let it flow through and you let it go. And it's just, it's really amazing. If I could tell you what heaven looks like, if I could tell you what God sees,
it's water.
I can't. The water? Yes.
Right? What does heaven look like? Yes. It's splishy, splashy. It's water filled. Kimberly?
It absolutely is. I had somebody say one time, I heard somebody say on a call one time, you don't really realize why or how, but when you have this device in your life, you're just naturally happier. You're just naturally more lit up.
Yeah, I agree.
We know that water finds a way. We know that water hydrates us. We know that water lights us up, electrifies us. And then there's all the other things that you were talking to, Angelique. It's amazing what an impact in such a short time that this has had. And I have a question, another question. How is your sleep?
Ooh.
It's amazing. I have to remember not to overhydrate past 6 o'clock because then I'm up. I still have a little bit of my overactive bladder. I'm trying to let it kind of mend itself, but I mean that went on from previous issues for a really long time. So any little chug of water, you know, I have to flush it. I have to evacuate it. But my sleep, it's like, even using the restroom at night is not interrupting my sleep. In fact, last night, like I said, 10:30, 11 o'clock, I was out. My alarm went off at 5 and I was like, yeah, never moved. I literally rolled over on my side, never moved.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much for even giving like the testament of like your sleep quality changing. Okay, I got a question for you, Angelique. So now this version of you, right? Because like the path of us becoming our truest selves, becoming our most embodied selves, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's probably a forever evolving path for each of us, right? But this version of you today, you know, this version that we're at right now, looking back at when you explained what your days used to be like, how you would start your day with coffee, with explosive diarrhea, with, you know, some sports drinks or whatever, like now you shifting back and just looking back at yourself a couple months ago, what does this version of you think about those habits and traits? Like as far as cause and effect goes in your life, how do you right. now look just back at that?
Oh, you poor thing. You dehydrated husk of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that this didn't happen at the right time, because it absolutely happened at the right time. But if it had happened months ago or years ago, or, you know, as soon as it was humanly possible to have happened, because like I told you before, I've kind of slowly been waking up for several years, you know, learning new things, understanding things. And I'm now at a place that fully accepted the need for this to flow, this to happen. Can I knock sense into her? Can I go back and be like, hey,
what would you have said like about those? What would you have said about not drinking water first thing in the morning, or about including sports drinks, or about having explosive diarrhea on a daily basis, but, you know, just not being okay with it, but being okay with it? How would you speak to those things in your old self? Because, right, so many people are still experiencing your old version of reality. So many people that's still there today, right?
I would have shook myself really hard and went, are you listening? This is not your okay normal. This is not normal in any case. Don't accept this as your normal.
And what happens?
Your pain is not normal. Yeah, your pain is not normal. Your depression is not normal. When you get up and you can't walk to the bathroom without, you know, having an anxiety attack over what your day holds because you didn't get enough sleep because you're not hydrated, that's not normal. Your urine being practically orange, the explosive diarrhea, it's not okay. It's not going to just go away. Proactive. Do something about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I'm the word. It's tough love. I appreciate tough love. So I would have. Yeah, I would have been like, are you stupid? No, I wouldn't have said that. Knowing now what it does to the water, of course I wouldn't have said that because this is gratitude in a jar.
So no shame, no guilt, no shame, no guilt. You know, it's like, it's now I know. And a lot of times we just don't know what we don't know. And like you said, and I had made a comment and I even wrote something down that so many people believe that the aging process to become decrepit, that this is just the way it is, that I'm always in a state of illness or acidosis or dehydration, and that's just the way it is. And they don't label it that way, obviously. We don't know because we don't know. But you know, it hurts to get off the couch. That's normal. That's just my life. This is the way I've always been. And then and then when you find out that there's actually another way that your life can be in your physical body, in your mental body, in your spiritual body, then it's like, it opens so much up.
When you start to see,
S-E-A,
when I went through some DBT courses, and I learned a lot about forgiving past self, because you cannot judge the person who you are right now by the tools that you had 20 years ago. That's not fair.
Exactly.
You cannot hold an 18-year-old accountable when she didn't know any better, and stop judging and blaming yourself. And a lot of that, like, that's a burden off of you when you realize the tools in your toolkit now weren't in your toolkit 18, 20, 30 years ago.
Exactly.
And there's no blame. There's absolutely, your family can blame you. Your friends can blame you. They can walk away if they want. But that's between yourself now and yourself then. And
no guilt.
Wait, let me tell you something else too. Waking up to water. You know, we've discussed a little bit about how our water crystallizes and how it holds that energy. When you wake up with a positive attitude, that water is like feeding that positive energy right back into you. You know, if I woke up, the first couple of days that I woke up and I did the water, I was like, I don't think I can do this every morning. That third morning when I was more hydrated and I was more cleansed and I was starting that detox process, I was like, I actually feel pretty good today. I think I'm going to X, do this, do that. And that intention went into the water, and it's this self-sustaining cycle. Every time I wake up happier, the water that goes in is happier. And it's just, it's really a spiritual miracle. It really. And I say no to people. There's some people that I tried to be friends with. They're not really, I would say, they're not bad association. It's just their toxic energy for me.
Yes,
that too. But on their own, you know, they're still fine people. They just, their energy for me is toxic. And I was very wishy-washy because I didn't want to hurt anybody. But so I would let them in and let their energy leach into me. And I had one of them reach out to me the other day, and I was like, you know what? I just don't flow that way anymore. I appreciate you contacting me, and I send you all the love in the world, but I just can't flow that way.
So water has helped you find your boundaries.
Yes, it has. Absolutely. I know where my riverbank is.
There you go.
But it sounds like there's also grace to it, not like hard boundaries, but like the graceful, intelligent, yes, wise boundaries.
Breathing through the left side.
Yeah.
Yes. Breathing through the feminine side. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I was
noticing, and again, it's those little subtle things that all compile.
I was hearing you speak about, you know, how you had that resistance at first, but then you created that momentum and you were getting the results and you're like, how can I not, you know? So it's harder, yeah, it becomes harder to stop, you know, mm-hmm, because you've got the momentum going in that direction rather than starting, you know, because it's typically, yeah, start a new habit, start a new way of being. When you start seeing results, when you start feeling the feels of it all, then it's harder to stop. And then just creating that momentum, no matter what, I'm getting up and I'm drinking my water, no matter what, I'm going to drink a gallon a day or whatever it is for your body. Cause some people need more. And you think about how much water we lose throughout the day, sweating, talking, existing, you know, we need to replenish that. And then, yes, we need to hydrate. We need to rehydrate our organs. It takes a long time to rehydrate some of these organs. Like it can take 4 years to rehydrate your lungs. Yes.
If we believe that.
Testimony in the purple wave.
Yep.
It took her a long time to rehydrate everything in her body.
Right.
To the full extent. And, you know, we lose water every day. And how are you putting water back into your life? How are you putting water back into your body?
Well, and, you know, Ivy has mentioned before in podcasts and to me directly, I didn't get this way in 4 years or 8 years or 10 years. It took my whole life from pre-birth all the way up until this moment to get where I am. So it's not going to be a fast recovery process. So where I am normally extremely impatient and instant gratification, now it's like I don't even look at the scale anymore. I haven't been on the scale in a long time. When that starts happening for me, that's great. It'll start happening. Right now, we're detoxing things that need to be detoxed. We'll worry about everything else in a minute. And I'm kind of that way too with the water. I know that there's things I need to do. I know that there's things I need to go online to take care of, but there's so much that I've put off for so long for me that I really need to give priority first.
You're then we can do your life.
Yes,
how to do its magic in your life.
Yes, because my life has literally had the hold button pushed. That call has been on hold for years, and it's not going to go away, you know. The magic happens if you just let it. You're right. But I have to let it. And if I have too much going on, then I'm not drinking enough water. I'm hyper anxious. I'm distracted. Mainly, I'm not drinking enough water. Because I have had days where I literally went outside and got one track. I had my blinders on and I was doing something. And I knew I needed to get it done because normally I run out of steam. I have to do this now because in 20, 30 minutes, I'm not going to have any energy left. And at the end of the day, I was like, wow, why am I so exhausted? Because I forgot to take a break. I forgot to drink water while I was working. And I made up for it the next day. I had to because I was just like, whoa, what did I do?
Right?
And I expected with as much as I've been doing, I expected extreme muscle soreness and fatigue, and I don't have any of that. None.
It's amazing.
That's amazing. And you can like really feel what a day of dehydration does to the, yes, body as like, it's like you're a sack full of organs. You can really feel that dehydration like literally impacts things. Like I can feel like when I'm dehydrated, my organs, like I can feel everything feels thicker, slower, and everything in my body honestly feels dumber. That's such a, yeah, weird way to put it, but it's like it really feels like there's truly a burden. And yeah, and Angelique, you and I, we've had some really good conversations about taking it slow, not like taking it slow, but taking it at the pace that is intuitive, the pace that the body can actually work with. Because like we are rebuilding, we are doing such deep work. Can you talk a bit about like those conversations that we had where, because you know, you're a little bit at first like, let's get it done. Let's make it happen.
Now.
How fast can I get healed?
Deep. That's how I now. Was. That's how I was.
Yes.
You know me, I like
now. Yes. So can we talk about the... That was my habit, because if I don't do it now, I'm not going to have the energy to do it later. So everything had to be now.
But if energy all right now, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be lasting. It's not going to be sustainable because the body takes time. So how did it go for shifting your mind between the, or like, can you tell our audience, because this would be podcast too. This is so good.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. So like, tell them the magic of going slow and the why. Tell them about what you and I talked about. I want to hear it in your words.
Well, I'm going to give you an example of something that is very, very impactful for me at this moment. It's been happening just the last 2 days. Go slow. You and I had a conversation around that same time about going slow. I have been telling you about some problems that I was having in my knees, ankles, and feet. Extreme pain to the point that I was literally hobbling around, okay? Instinctively, I was still hobbling. I would limp from my sore knee to my sore leg to my it was terrible. And you said, have you ever tried walking on uneven stones? Go out in the creek and walk on an uneven ground. And I was like, yeah, I go out and I hike and I, you know, when I can get out, I go out and I walk out in the woods or whatever. And I started thinking about this. And now, let me tell you, I told you all that to tell you this. The thought process I had would never have happened if first my brain was not hydrated and working at its peak, okay? And second, if you had not said go slow, because I was looking for a quick fix for everything. So I process this, and my mind slowly unlocks this idea of, how is your gait? Are you walking like a human or are you hobbling around? I was like, of course I'm hobbling around. My knee hurts. Try walking normal. I'm going to tell you, I've been wearing braces. I've been putting medicine on my foot because I thought I had the beginning of plantar fasciitis. It's excruciating when it feels like your heel bone is coming through the bottom of your foot. Changed my water, changed my life. I changed my gait. Within 24 hours, the pain in the bottom of my foot was completely gone because I was instinctively hobbling, expecting the pain that I was feeling. When I started walking correctly, I have a little bit of uncomfortable in my knee still because it is somewhat arthritic. It's not done healing. But girl, when I tell you I can walk from one end of the yard to the other, without limping, without hobbling, I can ambulate without being in excruciating, debilitating pain. And all because I thought about it slowly. I'm telling you.
It's beautiful.
It's so simple, right? Isn't it so
It was
simple.
You would not understand. If you didn't hear it coming from my mouth and see it on my face, you would not understand the epiphany that occurred. You are doing the complicated still. Go back to origin. Walk normally. Because I was walking flat. I was hopping from one flat to the other. Instead of going heel, curve, toe, and stretching that tendon. When I started stretching that tendon the way you're supposed to walk, the pain went away. And I'm like...
All of our suffering is because we're just humaning wrong. If we just human right by simply thinking things through, everything starts shifting, right? Can I take us deeper into your experience? I would love to for you to share. I remember one of the conversations that we had in regards to more health challenges. And I think maybe it was you and I were even talking about thyroid and maybe medication and stuff. And I remember we had a conversation where it was like, okay, well, when are we going to heal this part? Or when do we get to this part and this part and this part? And we kept just bringing it back to, we're just going to, like, so simple, water in, Water in, detox out. Water in, detox out. We're going to take it as slow as the body needs for this process and then see what problems you still have. You might not have any more problems, right? Like, what would you, like, what would you share about that?
Such a good point.
Well, and I love that you brought that up, because when I found out that my doctor literally issued me a non-consensual life sentence to a medication.
Can you say that again? Your doctor issued non-consensual.
Non-consensual, yes, life sentence to a medication.
Yeah.
I was furious. I was hurt. I didn't trust the medical community. I haven't trusted, wholeheartedly trusted the medical community my entire life. You know, I always thought a lot of it was just, they're medicating you and it's not fixing anything. That, to me, that was like a common sense thing years ago. But for her to say, you know, you need this medication, and I was terrified because my hair fell out. I gained 50 pounds of what I had fought and lost back very quickly. And I was like, oh, yes, I need this medicine. Yes, give it to me. Did she send me any paperwork? Did I sign anything? Did I read anything? No. And not one time did she say, this is for the rest of your life, just so you know. No informed consent whatsoever. Devastated. Angry. And I had to sit with that. I did, because I was like, it's like tearing up a phone book. You just want to shred it and throw it. The other medicines I'm not taking. I took a diabetic medication, and because I took that, I had to take a heart medication and a cholesterol medication. That was their reasoning. Medicaid won't pay for this unless you take this and this also. As a preventative. We're not going to cover your $9,000 diabetic medication unless you're taking these two very cheap medications also. Which do what? Screw up the thyroid. So yes, I am still on the thyroid medication. I take it every other day. I don't take it every day. Mm-hmm. But I take a buttload of vitamin D. even though I'm out in the sun, because it just makes me feel normal. What my normal should have been. Getting back to the origin of what normal used to be. You know, I do take the magnesium, I take the collagen and biotin. Do I take it every day? No, I take it intuitively.
Yeah.
If I feel like, you know, if I feel like there's a little something going on, my skin's a little dry or rough, or my hair's, you know, not feeling quite right, I'll take it for a few days, and then I'm not obligated to keep taking it. Because I'm listening, and as I'm detoxing, and I'm putting the right vitamins and nutrients in my body and not shooting myself in the foot, because I started juicing, which you guys know that the audience isn't standing in my kitchen, but I started juicing. I try to do it every day. I really do. It's a little pricey right now, but I know as I start eliminating those comfort foods, there's more space for healthy foods.
Yes. And also, you know, sometimes my base for juice is my carrots and celery, because like I juice the more affordable produce sometimes, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, amazing.
With some kind.
And I had another incredible experience. It was the second time that I ever juiced. Now, I have the centrifugal juicer.
Okay.
That's just the one that I had. I bought it because it was a thing. I've had it in the cabinet.
It gets the job done. Yeah.
It gets the job. But I have to take the little basket out and clean it, because when I get juice, I get a whole jar of juice. I don't just do a cup of juice. And I had a really bad sugar day the day before. My sugar was up to like 200 and something. And I still hadn't gotten it down, even with fasting and plenty of water. It's something that happens when you're diabetic and you're not taking anything for it. If you have an urge to eat something sweet, and you do, it kind of carries with you until you can flush it completely. And so I had that's the day that I messaged you about the creamer having corn syrup solids in it. There's no sugar on the container, but the first ingredient is corn syrup solids.
They're liars. They lie to us and always, every day.
Yes. So my sugar was extremely elevated. I sat here. I had my water. I had my coffee. Suddenly, I'm getting a headache. Okay. Oops. Test my sugar. It's 285. I haven't eaten anything. My sugar's 285 from coffee. So I'm like, okay, we're going to have a nice, healthy green juice. Since I'm not eating anything, I don't want to put anything on my stomach right now that's going to elevate my sugar more. I'm just going to go have some juice. Let me tell you, there's no apples, there's no fruit, there was nothing in it. It was green. I showed you the color. It was green. 10 minutes, Ivy, my sugar was down to 99.
Well, and how easy is this?
Yes, the majority of what was in it was kale and spinach. That was the majority of it. There was Kangen water in it. There was cucumber and celery, a little bit of cabbage. That was it. It was just green, holistic. There was broccoli and cauliflower in it. Green holistic juice in 10 minutes. The headache was gone. The dry mouth was gone. I tested, but I said, there ain't no way, because I started feeling hungry, like low sugar hungry. I know this feeling. And I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. 99. From 280 something to 99.
Quick comment.
I was blown away.
I wish you were more passionate about this, Angelique. I mean, I feel like you might like it.
Okay. Angelique,
let me tell you about the con of the water.
So this version of you who knows now, like, you just told everybody the medicine of juicing. You just shared the medicine, the factual cause and effect, the chain of events that starts happening, and the effect on your body when you simply drink vegetable juice as a diabetic. So now,
yes,
have we done any of your heavy breakfasts anymore? What were those like? How did you feel after those? Now that you know how you feel after flooding your body with living water first thing in the day, I know you're doing psyllium and bentonite at points, and then doing the juices and stuff. How does that feel starting your day versus when you used to be dehydrated and go straight for the heavy foods that I'm assuming are heavy with fat, heavy with calories, heavy with salt, probably heavy with maybe our like ingredients that we don't want to be eating? Like, what is the difference in how you feel, think, everything?
The psyllium and bentonite is every morning. And my best friend of 22 years bought the psyllium and bentonite because she's the one that is getting water from me. Uh-huh. And I'm like, you have to do this. You'll feel so much better. And she suffers with the same gambit of horrible conditions and medications that I do.
So many people do. Okay.
And most mornings after the psyllium and bentonite, I stay full usually until 12 or 1, not always, but usually. And this morning was an odd morning. I wasn't full. About 10:30, I started getting a little rumbly in my tumbly, as Pooh would say. And I was like, what do I want? And I go in there and I open up the cabinets. There's no processed food because I keep eliminating it.
Good.
You know, I'm like, oh, I don't need cereal. I either quit buying it or I got, oh, it was stale. I threw it out. It was stale. I don't even compost it because it's all chemicals.
Yes. So
I'm like, what do I want? You're going to have to cook it. What do I want? Well, I want something a little bit heavier this morning because I have not been eating a heavy breakfast. And it's going to cloud up and rain. So I knew I wasn't going to be doing a terrible lot outside. And I did a lot yesterday. I have moved so many things. I swear I've moved 2 tons worth of stuff in the last 2 weeks. So I'm like, my older son goes to night school, so he's here. And I was like, I'm going to run the dishwasher right quick, which I never do, because if I'm hungry, I just want to grab something. And I'm like, no, I'm going to run the dishwasher first. So I go ahead and I get everything together and I run the dishwasher and I walk over to the stove and I'm like, I have chickens, which I've given you some eggs. And I was like, I want eggs. And every time I say I want eggs, it turns into a whole slew of things. So I made eggs. I made some sausage. I made some organic potatoes. And I chopped up some organic onions and put in it thin skinned. So they're organic. and sat down with my water and my coffee and called my son in there, and we just sat and had breakfast together. And I ate a lot. Now, I haven't been eating like a whole lot in one sitting, but having good conversation helps, and having good water helps. So I sat there, and you know, I ate what I had on my plate.
It's good food. It's real food. Your body knows what to do with that because it's real food.
So, but like I said, my typical has been, you know, I'm good to go till about 1 o'clock, and then I'll come in. Sometimes I just get juice. You know, sometimes I'll make a small salad. Some like yesterday, I made little bento boxes, which is like, I had some leftover rice. And anytime you have leftover rice in the actual rice cooker, it's sticky. So I made what Koreans call gimbap. It looks like the little sushi rolls.
Yeah.
But it had, you know, cucumber and fresh kimchi and just all kinds of little stuff in it rolled up in the rice in the little seaweed paper. And I made that with eggs and, you know, and then we had a little garnish on the side of fresh tomatoes. And I like the little pickled radishes, so we had a couple of those. And it's the ritual of having a meal. It's the ritual of I'm cooking healthy. It's that mindset of I didn't throw something together. I didn't go in the cabinet and grab a granola bar, which I know is not going to satisfy anything. I didn't grab an energy drink out of the fridge and keep trucking when my body was telling me it was hungry. Mm-hmm. It's that every moment making small conscious choices that I never made because I was dehydrated. I wasn't thinking things through. And I wasn't in a state of absolute appreciation and gratitude for where I am.
And for the body, right? Like, you're coming into the understanding of the majesty of the body, right? Like the body is so holy. The body is so sacred. And thank you so much for everything that you're reflecting to us and sharing with us. Because like what I'm hearing, and I haven't put these words together in my mind before, but like listening to you, it's like you've grown into the maturity of eating properly. Like there is a maturity thing to me, you know, self-responsibility, of course, but actual maturity to be like, yeah, I could just grab something out of a pantry and I can fill my pantry with crap that's, for my body, it's a chemical shitstorm, and I expect my body to somehow operate okay. But you're recognizing now that, like, me fasting in the mornings and me hydrating is the best thing I can do. And then when my body does want food, I'm going to nourish it with food that is real, food that my body will be like, oh, hey, that's food. Let's build some body with it, right? Like,
Right. I didn't have the energy to want to stand there and cook. I was like, I'm in pain. I don't want to stand here and make something. And then I'll have to stand here and clean up. I was miserable in this body. And now it's like the smaller changes, even bigger changes that, you know, they're happening on their own. I haven't made any of those. They just kind of happen. But those small changes and that understanding, that growth and that wisdom of the concept. This is what you're doing, and you're doing it for a bigger good. You know, yes, I could go to the store and grab a granola bar. Absolutely, I could get a soda while, you know, everybody goes out to eat, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know, I'm drinking my water. Yeah, I look like a fogey. I don't care, because they're not experiencing what I'm experiencing with the increase in energy. That it's a joy that, like, radiates from the inside out.
Yeah. Even through a telephone screen, even in the, you know, I'm just saying it's coming through loud and clear and beautifully.
Can you, when you were the dehydrated version of yourself, could you imagine witnessing yourself in the things that you're saying right now, that this wisdom that you're embodying? Because this wisdom wasn't present in you just 3 months ago, not like this at all. You've been on a huge trajectory, learning curve, but like, girl, you're amazing.
Let me tell you the main difference, and this is the key. This is the game changer. 3 months ago, I couldn't do anything about it. 3 months ago, I was seeing a doctor. 3 months ago, I was drinking toxic water. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing I could do about it because I didn't have any foreseeable future or foreseeable options. Somebody handed me an option. This is an option. I took it and ran with it because I knew that was the key to saving my life, saving the lives of those around me. Yeah. And now I realize it's the key to saving the world. It really is.
Yeah. Yes.
The reason I was so depressed, the reason things were so horrible 3 months ago is because I saw a black dead end road.
Okay.
There wasn't a choice. This is just the way it is. And now I have choices. The understanding has brought choices and options.
Wow. Just putting some resources here. Is there anything that's really, really helped you? Like, or of course there are, but like, what are the things that have really helped you gain this understanding in here? Because a lot of it, like, yes, it's hydrating your body and hydrating your mind, but you've also had to do so much like mental, emotional work. What has helped you do that? Or what has like paved the way for that?
I think having a more hydrated brain makes it easier to absorb things. But I also feel like when you're hydrated in your body recognizes truth and it recognizes bullshit.
Resonates, yep.
Right?
It resonates very loud. And the more you start, at first you're straining to listen. What was that? And then it just starts happening naturally. You learn. Your body deciphers the way things come to you from an energetic standpoint. And I could not have done that if I was dehydrated. Because if you ting a glass and it's got this much water in it, you get this very dull metallic sound. But if you ting a glass and the glass is full of water, you get this gong of melody that it ripples throughout the water and it ripples throughout the glass and it sends waves out into the whole room. And you're the same way. When something hits you and you're dehydrated, it's hitting a dry log. Nothing. Just a thud. But when something comes at you and it hits you and you're hydrated, it waves. And your mind picks up on, this doesn't sound right. Or, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So it's that whole state of being aware, awake, and not, you know, this dehydrated husk of a human. It really does. People don't understand unless you do it. It really does make a difference on your perception and how things resonate. Yes, like Kimberly said.
Amazing. What would you offer to people that are dehydrated, that are not drinking a lot of water, not drinking good quality water, drinking a lot of the other types of beverages? You know, the people that would exhibit the different qualities, mind, body, spiritual, everything that you were experiencing before. What would you gift to people out of your mouth hole to help them in the beginning steps?
Yes. Well, first of all, I would ask them how many fad diets they've tried. How many fads? How long did you do it? How long did you do Atkins? How long did you do, you know, keto, paleo, whatever was it you tried to do for you that you didn't succeed at? How long did you try it? A week, 2 weeks? Give Kong in 2 weeks. Find somebody, hook up with somebody that has it. Come get it from me. I don't care. I'll give it to you. Drink the water and nothing else but that water. No sports drinks, no nothing. Your normal diet and the water. Give it 2 weeks. Give it 3 weeks. You'll know. I knew, like I said, after the first 2 days of doing, you know, the cleansing and the awareness. 2 days. And I knew.
Wow.
It's not hope. It's not some kind of, it's not, what do you call that? Woo-hoo?
Right. It's not woo-woo.
It's not woo-woo. It's not. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's not woo-woo. It's really impactful. And it amazed me how quickly it became a necessity.
Everything starts.
It really did.
Right? Like there's no
water.
There's no getting to the next version of self and that being a better version without living water, is there?
No, absolutely not.
Wow. So, okay, so now even taking this a step further, because we're talking, you know, specifically about living water that we get out of our condom machines. Considering that, you know, it's a medical device that we all have to actually like invest in so that we can have this medical device in our homes and this medical device will last us 30 to 40 years. How was it for you to actually choose, like, I'm going to make this investment into my household? This is not an investment that is common like in our culture here in the South yet. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of people don't know about this yet, let alone have one in their own home. So how was that for you to actually make this decision of like, okay, this is an uncommon thing that a lot of people don't even know about. I see the value and merit in it, and I'm going to try it for myself. I'm going to invest in something that most people might be like, what are you doing? Right? What was that for you? And how do you see it on this side of it now?
Well, you know, I had kind of already thought about the investment part, and I knew that if I was meant to have one, I knew that the universe, God, whatever you want to say, would provide a way. There would be a path that would be very clearly lit with airplane markers. You know, this is how you're going to get your machine. So it wasn't for me so much about, you know, oh, this is a financial investment. This is, you know, this is, you want an option to change your life. This is the option. So it was a no-brainer for me. I knew it was something that I had to do. As far as like getting it into other people's lives, if you know me, if you've known me for any length of time, just the testimony, just the changes, just the things that have sort of happened naturally, just from drinking the water, just from detoxify, these things have happened so naturally that it can't, you know, it's not an environmental factor. It's not a diet change. It's a subtle diet change because it's not junk food. It's not processed food. But it's something that you can physically see it. You can physically hear it. And, you know, that's my friend Wanda. She was like, you know, you're crazy different. This is the way you were in your 20s. And I was like, it's insane, right? I missed a point that you were trying to make in your question. I don't think I quite covered the entirety of your question.
Oh, I think you did great. Yeah. I mean, like it makes sense for you that it was, I mean, no, you shared great. You know, I just wanted to know, like, actually choosing to make that investment for yourself and for your household, like, how that felt now that you're this far into drinking the water. You know, for me, it's like, I don't ever want to be without my device now, because being without it means that I'm going to have to start drinking their dead waters, their acidic waters. And considering, like, what my body's already been through, I can't allow that to be the reality for myself when I have choice, when I have free will, when I have self-responsibility. You know, like for me, it's a no-brainer. I wish I had a word that's better than a no-brainer. It's a requirement. This, for me, for mind, body, soul, this is a requirement.
Agree.
Yes. And I completely agree with your statement. And like, you know, like I said, for me, it was a no-brainer. It was like, you know, this is my answer to the issues that I'm having. And I knew that immediately, I knew that. But now that I've been drinking the water, now that I've been on the first few steps, the baby steps, Kimberly, the baby steps of this journey, it amazes me that everybody doesn't have the machine. That's what really is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's like, why isn't this in our schools, in our nursing homes? Why aren't, you know, when the first time that I watched one of the webinars and they were talking about the water website where you could go and you could see how many toxins were allowed to be in your city's drinking water. Nah, come on. Yes, there's 12 in mine. There's only 12. There's only 12. It's okay. It's not okay. There's nothing okay with that.
Only 12 that they're telling us about.
I know. It's like, it's open information. Everybody can go look at it. But why isn't everybody going and looking at it? Why isn't everybody going, I need a better option. What's the better option? And the better option? North Star, straight to the drinking, straight to the water, straight to the machine. It's the only healthy choice.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, really, if you care about yourself, you care about your family, you care about your community, it's not a choice. Mm-mm. It was never a choice. It's a truth. Whether you choose to accept it as a truth or not, that's between you and your sovereign creator. But it's a truth.
A truth is a truth is a truth.
Yeah.
A belief. Yeah.
Okay. One level deeper with this then is like when we invest in ourselves so that we just have this technology in our home, because like we should all have this technology in our home. We all deserve to have this technology in our home, and it's 2022 with like this should always already be a staple for all of us. Right. We understand that they educate all of us so poorly on what matters. Hence, we as a society have not yet placed the value on our water and the understanding and understanding on our water that is deserved to be had, and that our future humanity, this new humanity that we're all walking into and flowing into and growing and evolving into, we deserve to have the real water. So like, what about when it comes to the actual, we're talking about, no, you're investing in your health. Like what happens to your health, Angelique, specifically for you, if this isn't in there? Because you could just be, you could be drinking the, you know, Fiji water. You could be drinking a gallon and a half of that a day. Right. But like, what would your body still be experiencing? What would be the trajectory of your life at your age with the health problems that you've been dealing with for how long? What would be your trajectory that you know in your heart and mind and soul that would happen to your body, and that your soul has to be stuck in your body living out this experience with all of this fucking suffering for no reason?
Right. Well, first of all, if I was drinking a gallon and a half of Fiji water every day, I'd be spending more money than I'm spending now. Right. That's the first. If you're drinking what they consider to be the top water, you're spending more money than you would be on this medical device. That's the first point. I would give up. In all honesty, if something terrible happened and I couldn't get Kangen water from you or Kimberly, if it was taken away from us completely, I would give up. I would absolutely give up, because I know that the lifestyle, even just drinking bottled water, is not enough, because it's not living water. It's not electrolyzed. It's not soaking into my cells the way that I need it to be. I know I'm going to be sick, sluggish, tired. I'm going to have anxiety. I'm not going to be able to process. I'm not going to have any energy. I'm going to have to go back on all these medications. And there would just really be no point. I mean, I might as well, you know, just sit here and have cancer again and let the medical community dissect and medicate my body until the battery, we're plugged into the matrix, right? We're all just batteries until the battery's dead.
Right. And that mediocrity of being a soul in a human body, that's what so many of us are, we just subscribe to it. We choose it through our ignorance, through, and when I say ignorant, people are often, you know, they get their back up, but understanding that the root of the word ignorant is to ignore, you know? So I say, I pronounce it ignorant instead of ignorant, but we're really truly just ignorant to what we do to ourselves.
Yeah.
Because all of the things that are going wrong with us, even if it's because we're over-medicated or whatever it is, it's like we're choosing it on some level. And even if it's because we are ignoring our responsibility, we are ignoring that we can go to drugs.com and look at all of the side effects of what we're being prescribed. We're ignoring that there's pollution in our water. We're ignoring that we do have other options, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's... So many of us are, you know, looking for that instant gratification. That's part of it. And two, we don't know what we don't know, because it's been hidden from us for a long time. But that instant gratification drives us to that pill. It drives us to that doctor, even, you know. And there's a way to alleviate the suffering in your body more naturally and sustainably by drinking the right water, which is living water, the only water that works.
And then we're putting ourselves on a trajectory where chances are we are not going to experience any of those shitty things in the future. You know, that's why you guys know, like, why I dove into the gut health and colon hydrotherapy 10 years ago was because if I can master this in my body and just for my family, I wasn't even thinking of doing it for people at the time. It's like, if I can just master this, I guarantee myself 90% of health issues and diseases I will not experience, right? That's, it was like the brilliance of, like, I can get, like, for me, learning colon hydrotherapy was an insurance policy for my own life in ways. But that's what this water is also for us, right? Because Angelique and Kimberly, I'm sure that you both feel that in the way of, like, this is not just so that I can be vital and vibrant and sleep good and have great energy and my skin is healing and this and that and the other. It's like, this is about me not paying health insurance into the future. This is about me not getting sick. This is about me not putting my illness or my imbalance on anybody else. This is about me not having to spend money at fucking doctor's offices. This is, you know, this is about me having a body that I am personally building. Nobody else is responsible for. And this body is going to carry me through this life, right?
Yes. And I actually did that 2 days ago. I had a notification come up on my phone and I've been busy. I haven't been paying attention to a lot. And I was like, Dr. 930? Crap. I'm not even thinking. I get up, I get ready, I throw makeup on, I get out the door. I just get out the door. I'm halfway there, and something in the back of my brain is nagging me. Where are you going? Where are you going? What are you doing? I didn't take any water with me. I just grabbed my stuff and I walked out the door. I'm going to see my oncologist for a checkup. Why am I paying? Why is Medicare paying this oncologist for a checkup? If I believe in what I'm doing, I don't need a checkup. I don't need him. I don't need their therapies and their medications. I got off at the next exit, turned around, and came home.
Wow. Okay, so you're trusting. You're trusting, yes, right, that absolutely. If there's actually a problem in your body, because we're not telling people don't go to your doctor's appointments.
No,
you know,
not
we're nothing. But you're saying that you trust that if there's something that needs attention in your body, the wisdom of your body is going to let you know.
Yes. Yes. Because I feel too good to go to him and have him convince me of something else. Do I know? I don't know if I actually had cancer. Did I see the little slide in the microscope? Did I put my little peepers on it? No. I believed what they told me. And because of that, I'm having the issues that I'm having now. And going back to another point that you made, when we medicate, it's because that's the easy way out. We've been trained
not out of anything.
Yes, you did. You were talking about, yeah, you were. You're talking about popping a pill for it. When we, the attention span of people has gotten shorter and shorter. ADHD and ADD has become this trendy thing or not so trendy thing where you're literally now every 15 seconds, you're watching a different video. Every 15 seconds, there's a new video. And that builds a synapsis, a pathway in your brain to only accept things that will work in the next 15 seconds. And that is why it's easier to take a pill for your sinuses, to take a pill for your migraine, to take a pill for your knee hurting, than it is to clean the problem out of the colon and let the lymphatic system do what it's supposed to do.
Preach
that
it.
Girl, mic drop. So, yeah, I mean, it's not just mental ADD, it's physical ADD.
Yeah, you're so right. And then what happens when we just keep taking a pill for every ill and we don't actually take self-responsibility and educate ourselves? What happens?
Dehydration.
What else?
Not only dehydration. If I told you, okay, you're dying. Right now you have cancer. I'm going to give you this poison. It's going to kill you later, but it's going to save you right now. Would you take it? No, God, no, that's poison. Then why are you doing chemotherapy? It's not hydrotherapy, it's chemotherapy.
Right.
It's the same thing. You would not let your child pick a sucker up out of a dirty street grate and put it in their mouth. Why are you putting chemicals in? You're doing the same thing. It would actually be healthier to eat the sucker because at least it would have germs and you could build immunity.
I mean, really. The sucker sounds like an okay idea. There's just probably
go lick dirt. but I'm serious. If people could common sense for a second and listen to what their body is saying, listen to what their heart and their soul is saying. If they're with the and the listen to it. Listen to it.
Explain that quickly for them.
I actually think Kimberly would be a better explainer of that. Kimberly, why don't you? You were the one that pointed me in that direction.
So, 70% of the world is generators in the human design, and human design is a guttural and learning to listen to that response in your body, because we're responders. Generators are responders. Mm-hmm. So that's, she's a generator. All three of us are generators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Responders.
I give you hearts. I send you love. Yes, oh, absolutely.
I have to call you.
That's a good thing.
We've all been just chugging water, sitting here chatting. I have to pee too. Oh, well, amazing. Well, okay, so Angelique, we'll wrap this up, but let's have you on again. Like, as you keep going through the transformation of what water wants to do with your body and what your body wants to do with the water, let's keep coming back so that we can keep like mapping out your journey, because your journey illuminates the journey for so many others. Right? Because we're all in different places, and that's the beauty of it. Right? That's how
we the law of percentages. There are how many billion people on the planet now? What I say has to touch at least one, and that's enough.
Oh, exactly. But chances are it touches a whole bunch, which is amazing. So is there any last sentiment you would like to share with our audience today? And also for anybody that's still here with us, this goes up on the podcast, Inspired Sovereignty Radio, as well as our Health and Holistic Healing podcast, Holy Sacred Shit. And it also goes up on our YouTube channel, Inspired Sovereignty, on YouTube. So Angelique, what would you like to say goodbye to everybody with today? What kind of
wisdom? The only thing I really have to say is, if you're not making waves, you're leaving a wake. You're leaving a hole. Don't do that. If you have even the slightest inkling, the slightest feeling towards anything that we have said, don't trust what we've said. Look it up, do research, do the science. You know, walk the footsteps, go on the internet, actually look at testimonials from other people, not just us. Look at the science behind the machine, see why it works and how it works. Even if it's not the woo-woo, it doesn't have to be that for you. But do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for your community. You know, I mean, really. Just, if you've tried every other fad out there, you're not going to be disappointed with this one. You're absolutely not. So do it for yourself, really. Yeah. Love yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for adding that. The cost of not doing it is so great, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And when you eliminate all of the garbage in your life that you're spending money on, trying to fix it, trying to medicate it, and trying to lubricate it with the wrong kind of water, you actually come out better.
So perfectly articulated. Thank you.
Welcome.
Seriously, like, perfectly articulated. And Angelique, like,
I really just pull the string out of my ear and read it. You just can't see me because I'm fast.
Well, already, like, you know, you and I, we're newer to each other, but it has been such a pleasure and an honor. And I had
and a
extreme reverence for, like, to have you in my life and to be able to hear you shift and grow and change and hydrate and you know, you just immediately reflect so much wisdom. For me, it's like the downloads that come into you are so potent, and they're like, they secure themselves into you so quickly, and you are so articulate with the way that you can reteach. I really adore those qualities in you, and I'm so appreciative that you come and share with people.
Well, I am blessed. I've been blessed a long time to know Kimberly, and I'm blessed to have met you and, you know, the community. And yeah, my downloads kind of sound like a drill. And that screw is in there. It's not budging. So yeah, they really hit hard, and sometimes they come in slow, but once they get settled in, it's it becomes a prerequisite for even interacting with me. I'm like, no, you have to know this. I have to teach. You have to know. So yeah, it's overwhelming. It's been overwhelming because so much, I think I've explained that, so much has come in so rapidly, and I'm just trying to soak it all up, that I do kind of go, whoa. But yeah, it's a process, and I just have to learn that this is the rate that I learn at, and as long as I'm retaining it so that I can gift it back, it's fine.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Kimberly, anything else that you want to share or add before we all go unload probably a gallon of urine together? Not together,
for real.
But like,
I just want to invite anybody that's watching or anybody that shares this, that even tomorrow we have at 1 o'clock, we have a webinar called Becoming Boss, and we'll talk about the water. We'll talk about what the water machine does, and then the opportunity and the community that comes along with it. So that's tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Becoming Boss. Just DM us for the link.
Yeah, you guys want to be in there with us, because yeah, we're all growing something really special together, and it's not just supposed to be us. It's like so many of you are included in this path. You just might not know it yet.
Right?
Yes, and I feel like all of my holistic farming skills are going to come to fruition very soon. I feel like I'm needed on more than a hydration and teaching level. So it's, we all have our role to play.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Okay, well, we love you all so much. And we'll see you guys all soon.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you again.
Bye.
We'll see you guys.
See ya.